President Obama's proposed budget for the next fiscal year would continue current federal efforts aimed at keeping the Asian carp from establishing a reproducing population in the Great Lakes. But federal Asian carp director John Goss says first, House Republicans want to make a major cut in this year's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Goss says if that cut goes through, parts of the Asian carp program would be trimmed during the next few months.
Possibly reproductive interference or some other research that we're doing with some sonic waves, underwater deterrence, trying to keep carp away from the locks and things like that.
The locks are in the river and canal system near Chicago, a system now inhabited by the hungry carp, just a few miles from Lake Michigan. At a federal hearing about a study that will look at long-term ways to keep the carp out of the Great Lakes, Chicago tugboat owner John Kindra urged against predetermining that the lakes and Mississippi River system need to be permanently separated and that shipping would be restricted.
If we have physical separation, we're going to affect the economy of Illinois, and that will affect Wisconsin.
But several anglers who testified at the hearing pushed for that separation. Angelo Trentadue of Racine urged the Army Corps of Engineers to hurry up with the federal study.
The Corps hasn't been too quick about getting anything done, and I sure hope that you would be able to get moving a lot faster.
The federal study is expected to take a few years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.